When families avoid end-of-life conversations for too long, the cost is often higher than they expected. What could have been handled with peace becomes rushed. What could have been discussed with dignity becomes guessed at in grief. What could have been clarified ahead of time becomes a source of panic, conflict, or regret. That is why Topic 11 is not only about what to do. It is also about what not to do. One of the most common mistakes is avoidance. If you are the aging parent, you may avoid these conversations because you do not want to upset your children or because you feel strong enough that it seems unnecessary. But silence can leave your family unprepared. Avoidance does not protect them as much as many parents think. If you are the adult child, avoidance may sound like, "We'll talk about that another time," or "I don't want to upset mom." But waiting until serious illness, hospitalization, or confusion begins usually makes the conversation much harder. Another mistake is panic. Some families go from total avoidance to urgent pressure. A health scare happens, and suddenly everyone wants answers immediately. In that moment, the parent may feel overwhelmed, and the adult children may sound reactive rather than loving. Panic usually leads to poor tone, rushed thinking, and confusion. A better pattern is gradual conversation. Families should be willing to revisit end-of-life topics over time. This is usually not one conversation. It is a series of conversations shaped by trust. A third mistake is leaving everyone guessing. This happens when no one knows simple but important things. Does the parent want burial or cremation? Are there spiritual preferences for scripture, prayer, or funeral tone? Has anything already been documented? Where are important papers? Who should be contacted? Are there unresolved family relationships that need attention? When these questions are left unanswered, grieving families may end up arguing, second-guessing, or carrying guilt. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical preparation, not legal advice. Wise planning is part of stewardship, but the details should be reviewed with an appropriate professional. Another common mistake is using controlling language. Adult children may say things like, "You need to get this all done now," or "We have to make sure nothing goes wrong." That approach can feel more like management than honor. Better language sounds like this: "I want to understand what matters most to you. Could we talk about some of your wishes so we're not guessing later? We don't have to solve everything today, but I'd love to begin the conversation." If you are the parent, clear words also help. You might say, "I know this is not easy to talk about, but I want to leave peace, not confusion. I want to share a few wishes while I can speak clearly." Ministers, chaplains, and pastoral caregivers should pay close attention here. Families often do not need a lecture. They need a calm, hopeful voice that helps them slow down, speak truthfully, and avoid the emotional extremes of denial or panic. What not to do? Do not avoid the topic until a crisis forces it. Do not panic and push for every answer at once. Do not use guilt, fear, or pressure. Do not make siblings guess what the parent wanted. Do not confuse spiritual hope with practical avoidance. Christian hope does not eliminate preparation. It gives preparation a different spirit. Families can face the final season with honesty, tenderness, and peace because Christ is present in every stage of life, including the last one.